Welcome to your metal yin-yang flow. Let's begin in a comfortable seated position. In Chinese medicine, the element of metal is represented by the lungs and the large intestine. Both of these organs are in charge of taking in and letting go. So we'll begin our practice today with just some very simple, focused breathing. If you're familiar with sounded breath, then you can certainly use this technique. And if you're not quite as familiar, feel free to just breathe normally. To begin, empty out all of your air. And as you inhale, breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4. Breathe in, 3, 4. Breathe out, 3, 4. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out for 6, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in for 6, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe out, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in, 5, 6. Breathe out, 5, 6. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in, 5, 6. Breathe out. Keep breathing, following your sounded breath or your natural breath. And on your next exhale, bring your hands together at heart center. Let's begin our practice here with one round of Om, pressing the palms together. Take a deep breath in. From here, you can start to make your way up and into downward facing dog. Set your hands shoulder distance apart, feet hip distance apart, and slowly bending one knee at a time, moving the hips gently from side to side. And stay tuned into your breathing, taking in and letting go. The more ease and fluidity with which you can do this, the lighter the practice becomes. Take one more breath here. And as you exhale, come high onto your toes. Inhale to step or float your feet forward to the top of your mat, lengthening up halfway. As you exhale, bow forward, taking your shins back, chin down. And on your next inhale, reach your arms up, palms coming together overhead. And we'll pull those hands down to heart center. Allow the arms to drop by the side. And we're going to allow the breathing to move the arms here. So as you inhale, inflate your chest like a balloon. And as you exhale, let everything sink and settle, shoulders drop. As you inhale, let the arms be very light and allow them to move and start to float up and back down. Your arms may not lift all the way up if your breathing is a little bit shallow to start. Just move the arms with the breath. On the inhalation, the arms lift. On the exhalation, they float back down. The next time your arms reach up, inhale them all the way up to the very top, pressing the palms together. And as you exhale, float the arms down as you fold forward. Inhale to lengthen up about halfway, maybe taking hands to the shins. And as you exhale, ground through the palms, step back into a plank position and bring your knees to the floor. Take a nice deep breath in, filling the lungs. And as you exhale, lower yourself down, letting the exhale move you towards the floor. As you inhale, fill the lungs once again. Get very buoyant into upward facing dog. And as you exhale, lift the hips up and back, pressing into downward facing dog. Taking in and letting go here for 5 breaths. On your next exhale, get very light on the feet, bend the knees. Inhale to float yourself forward and lengthen up halfway. Exhale to bow. Inhale, sweep your arms up high overhead, palms touching. And exhale, pull the hands down to heart center. Inhale, sweeping the arms up, palms touch. Exhale, floating forward and down. Inhale, lengthen up halfway. Exhale, take your feet back into plank. Push the floor away from you as you lower down to chaturanga. Inhaling to your upward facing dog, shoulders over wrists here. And exhale, press back into downward facing dog. As you inhale, float your right leg up high to the ceiling. And as you exhale, bend that right knee. Inhale, float the leg back up towards the ceiling, maybe a little bit higher. And exhale, just bend the knee, staying in place. Three-legged down dog. Again, inhale, straighten the leg, reach it up. Exhale, bend the knee, open up the hip. Inhale, draw your right knee into your chest. And as you exhale, step your right foot down to the floor. Keep your back heel lifted. Inhale to sweep your arms up. This time, take your hands about shoulder distance apart, keeping the right knee directly over the ankle. As you inhale, straighten the right leg 99% of the way. And as you exhale, bend that right knee into a lunge. Be sure your back heel's lifted the whole time. Inhale, straighten the right leg 99% of the way. Exhale, bend the knee over the ankle. One more time, inhale, straighten the leg up. Exhale to bend. Inhale, take your hands back to either side of the right foot, step back into plank, and lower down to chaturanga. Sound an inhale to float yourself into upward dog. Sound an exhale back into downward facing dog. As you inhale, float your left leg high. And exhale, bend that left knee. Inhale, take the leg up even higher. Exhale, bend the knee. Inhale, reach the toes towards the ceiling. Exhale, bend your knee. Inhale, draw the left knee into the chest for half of a breath. And exhale, step your foot forward between the thumbs. Make sure that the left knee is directly over the ankle. Back heel stays lifted. Inhale to sweep your arms up high. Stay in your lunge. Exhale, sit a little bit lower. Inhale, straighten the left leg 99% of the way. And exhale, bend that left knee. So it's only the front leg that moves here. Inhale towards straight. Exhale to bend. Inhale towards straight. Exhale to bend. Last time, inhale towards straight. Exhale to bend. Inhale, hands to either side of the foot. And exhale, step back. Lower down, chaturanga. Inhale to your upward facing dog. Exhale back into downward facing dog. Breathing here. Take one more breath. And as you exhale, come high onto your toes. Inhale to step or float your feet forward, coming into a halfway lift. And exhale, bow. Bending both knees, inhale, sweeping your arms up. Sitting very low here, Utkatasana, for one. Sounded breath, two. Three. No tension in the face. Four. And as you exhale, fold forward. Straighten your legs on the way down. Inhale to lengthen up halfway. Exhale, ground through the palms, step or float your feet back, high plank, elbows squeezing in to lower you down. As you inhale, lift into your upward dog. Exhale, moving back into downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward, back heel grounding to the mat, and windmill your arms open into warrior two. Keeping the right knee over the ankle, reach your arms wide and get very solid here. Be very committed to this pose. Don't move, don't fidget. Don't interact with any emotional content that comes up. Don't interact with any discomfort that comes up. If you have an injury or there's pain, that's different. But if you're just trying to wiggle yourself out of the pose because it's hard work, stay there. Keep that right knee bent. Interlace your fingers behind your back. And as you inhale, open up your chest. And as you exhale, bring the crown of the head down towards the floor, trying to bring your right ear one day down beside your right inner ankle. Being mindful of the shoulders, start to open up the arms. Breathing, opening up the chest. Giving your lungs more space. Giving yourself more space. Take one more breath here. Come up about halfway. Just release your arms, and we'll take the left hand directly under the shoulder. Left hand under left shoulder. You can pivot the back heel up so your left heel comes up off of the mat to make this more appropriate for your knees. And then we'll inhale and take the right arm up high to the sky. And you can start to circle out that arm. Big circles or small circles in either direction. Make sure you switch sides. And then we'll circle that right arm all the way down, stepping back into plank, lower down to chaturanga. Point your toes, inhale to your upward facing dog. Exhale back, downward facing dog. Step your left foot forward between the thumbs. Left knee directly over the ankle. Back heel spinning down. As you inhale, windmill your arms open into warrior two and really sit down here. A good warrior doesn't just jump right into battle. A good warrior is patient, waiting for the right moment. This is a quality of metal, not overly affected by the emotions of the other elements. When metal constitutions are balanced and healthy, they are reflective. They reflect the light in other people. And they don't get stuck in the more negative emotions of other people. So being a good warrior is not only about the sharp sword, it's also about the shield. Knowing when to use which. Interlace your fingers behind the back. Inhale to open up your chest. And as you exhale, fold forward, taking the crown of the head down to the floor, arms reaching up and over. And one day you want to get that left ear beside the left ankle. That one day may not be in this lifetime, and that's okay. Sound and breath. Release your hands, bringing the right hand down under the right shoulder. Lift your right heel up so that you've got a little bit more space through the hips and the knees. And then we'll inhale and reach the left arm up as high as possible. You can start to circle that arm out in one direction and then the other. Breathing here. Eventually, we'll circle that arm all the way back down to the mat. And step back into plank. Lower down to your chaturanga. Inhaling to your upward dog. And exhale all the way back into downward facing dog. Sounded breath in. And sounded breath out. Take one more breath here. And as you exhale, come high onto your toes. Inhale to step or float your feet together to the top of your mat. Come into your halfway lift. And exhale, fold. Inhale, sweeping your arms up, bending the knees. Exhale, Samasthiti, standing at the top of your mat. Let's bend the right knee and take the right heel towards the right bum cheek. If you need a strap to help you, that's absolutely fine. Otherwise, you can start to grab your right foot, the top of the right foot, with the right hand. Beginning here in just a very light balance and a little bit of a quad stretch. If this is enough for you, just working this balance today, stay here. If you're going a little bit further, inflate your lungs, take a nice deep breath in, and as you exhale, press your foot into your hand into your foot, begin to slowly tilt your pelvis forward, lifting the chest, moving into dancer pose. The torso is moving forward, the leg is moving back, and you're creating a back bend. Notice your breathing. With all of these different complex actions going on, has your breathing changed or stopped altogether? Come back to the breath over everything else. And then slowly release this side. Start to bend your left knee. Reach back to catch the top of the foot with the left hand. Take a nice deep breath here. And as you exhale, press your hand to your foot to your hand, and begin to open up. Take one more breath. And then exhale to release that side. Step to the top of your mat. Inhale, sweep your arms up high. Exhale to fold yourself forward. Inhale, lengthen up halfway. Exhale, fold forward. Again, inhale, lengthen up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, fold. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, this time ground your palms, step or float your feet back, hold your plank. And you can do this with your knees on the mat if you need to, or practice with your legs straight. On your next exhale, bending into chaturanga. Inhale, right back up to plank. Exhale, bending the elbows, chaturanga, hovering off the floor, right back up to plank. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, plank. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, plank. Exhale, chaturanga. And then inhale to your upward facing dog. Exhale, press back, downward facing dog. Breathe. Inhale, forward to plank. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, forward to plank. Use your breath, downward facing dog. Inhale, forward to plank. Exhale, downward facing dog. Last time, inhale, forward to plank. Hold this position with the arms. Bend your knees a little bit to tilt your hips up, and then see if you can step, hop, or float your feet to the top of your mat, landing very lightly. Inhale, halfway up. Exhale, fold. Bend your knees as much as you need to. Come all the way to sit down and lie down on your back. Take your heels up in the air, heels directly over the hips, legs straight. If this becomes too much for your low back, feel free to keep your head on the floor. If you're going into the full version of the posture, interlace your fingers behind your head and use the strength of the arms to gently lift your chin towards your chest. Once you're here, engage the lower abdominal muscles to pull the navel in. Keep your head resting in your hands and lower the right heel down until it's half an inch away from the floor. With your head lifted, you should be able to see that the heel is in fact just a half inch away from the mat. Both legs are straight and you're creating an L shape with your legs. We'll hold here for one. Sounded breath, two, three, four, five. Keep your head where it is. Inhale your right leg back up. Exhale, switch sides, bringing your opposite heel down until it's an inch away from the mat. Both legs are straight. And breathe with sound. One. Sounded breath, two. Three. Four, four and a half, and exhale to release, bringing the leg up, exhale the head down, both legs come all the way slowly down to the mat. Bring the soles of the feet together, the knees wide apart. And if you have yoga blocks, you can place them underneath your knees if your legs hover quite high up off of the mat. And if you don't have yoga blocks, you can roll up a couple of thick towels and place those under your knees instead. Move the arms up overhead, catching hold of opposite elbow or forearm. And if the chest or the shoulders feel a little too tight here, you can instead just leave your hands down by your side. resting here in our first yin posture for the next 3 minutes or so. Your only job during this time is to be as still as possible, as relaxed as possible, and let go as deeply as possible. It's important that you leave behind any notion that you need to discriminate what to let go of. Let go of everything that is outside of the realm of being still and relaxed here. All thought, all emotion, and all physical sensation, let it go. And if you get distracted with anything that comes up, just let that go too. Begin to draw your knees slowly up into your chest. And we'll take the knees wide apart, as wide as the armpits. Reach up to hook your hands around the inner or outer arches of the feet. The heels are stacked directly over your knees, as much of your low back is rolling down on the mat as possible. If things are a little bit tight and you're having a hard time catching your feet here, use that rolled up towel, place one of them under your head, and we'll rest here in dead bug pose for the next few minutes. Try to be as still, relaxed, and let go as deeply as possible. you may notice a very strong compulsion to move or fidget or resist. Let your defenses drop. Let yourself be open. Breathe normally. And continue to be still and relaxed. Moving out of the posture very slowly, start to draw both knees back into the chest. You can use your block or your rolled up towel between the knees if you like. And we'll take the shins parallel to the floor. Knees directly over the hips. Open the arms wide, coming out into a T position. And we'll let both legs carry you over to the right, just coming into a twist. In this position, try to roll both shoulder blades down. And you can always adjust the arms here if you need to. Once you've found that comfortable position here in your twist, be still, relax, let go into all of that space. with as little effort as possible here. Draw the knees slowly back to center, stacking the knees once again directly over the hips, and then letting your knees fall to the other side. Take a moment to settle in, finding an appropriate place for your arms. And then let everything drop. The most noticeable movement in your body is the taking in a fresh, new breath, and letting go of that which is not needed. You don't have to change your breathing. Just let its natural process happen, carrying you deeper and deeper into that space. Finally, begin now to release your posture. Come to roll onto your back and begin to rock gently from side to side, making any final adjustments that you need before you come to Shavasana. This, of course, may include putting on something warm or grabbing a blanket. Finally, once you are prepared, lie out on your back, allowing the feet to fall open, shoulders soft and away from the ears, palms face up. And turn your head a few times until you find the sweet spot at the back of the head where you can rest comfortably. Remember that Shavasana is not sleep. This, in fact, for our metal yin-yang practice, is the moment to let go as deeply and completely as possible. Now slowly begin to deepen your breath, wiggling your fingers and your toes, rotating the wrists and the ankles. And on your next inhale, reach the arms up high overhead, taking a nice big stretch here, and then sigh it out. One more time, big stretch, reaching up. And exhale it out. Drawing your knees up into your chest. And begin to rock gently from side to side. Eventually making your way over onto your right. And slowly coming up to a seated position. Pressing the palms together at heart center. Taking in one final breath and letting it go with the sound of Om all together. Deep breath in. The highest in me sees the highest in you. Namaste.